You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Vaccination numbers are something like fully vaccinated is like 29% of Americans. In Colorado, it's a little bit higher. I want to say it's like mid to upper 30% that are fully vaccinated. There is a story going around, though, about how six of those, what they call mass vaccination sites, the, you know, the big spots where people drive up and get vaccinated, that something like 55% of all the doses that have been allocated to these mass vaccination sites are going unused. People are not showing up. Just to give you a few examples, at the Colorado State Fairgrounds down in Pueblo, 20% of the 21,000 doses were just left sitting there.
Yeah.
So what they do is they do redistribute those to community vaccination clinics around the state. But there was one day, FEMA said, with 3,000 available doses, fewer than 200 people showed up.
Yeah, I'm seeing some of the big sites now. You don't even need appointments. I mean, this is a great time if you do want one. One of the biggies over at Ball Arena, our company, they're taking walk-ups now from what I'm seeing. So I was reading a story about how some 60,000 people here in Colorado didn't show up for their second shot. And they're blaming a lot of this on the J&J issue that popped up, you know. That's why everyone kind of got a little cautious. And but, you know, again, that's a good thing. They threw the brakes on it. They researched it, and it seems to be fine. And I will reiterate, the other day I was talking about somebody that we know, my wife and I, that had a friend where COVID started attacking that person's limbs, specifically fingers and toes, and that person had to go have her fingers essentially amputated because COVID was attacking her so bad.
My God.
Like, give me the shot. Give me the shot.
Pfizer says that they've got a new pill that could help to treat COVID at home, and they expect the pill to be available by the end of the year.
That's good.
I like that.
I like that.
And then the last COVID thing I've got is, you know, we talk about some people lose their sense of taste and smell with COVID. Now they're talking about how people are trying what's called smell training. You basically train your nose and brain to start smelling again by sniffing some really strong scents like perfumes and colognes.
Oh.
And the studies are showing that this actually might be the best way to get your sense of smell back. Because there have been other reports that, you know, people say, oh, you get on steroids or something. But these studies are finding that this actually, by doing smell training, it could be a better way for people to get that sense of smell.
Well, we need to bring Shannon Steele in here then. I was going to say something to her yesterday, but I didn't have the heart.
Oh, that's funny.
I could taste her.
Oh, my God.
A lot of perfume on.
What else is trending?
One of the most important news stories that you're going to hear today is about Crocs. Crocs, you know, the stylish footwear. They just reported that sales were up 64% in the first 3 months of the year. And that's big growth, yeah, for this year. But that's when, even, you know, after the huge sales of last year, they had record sales because people were choosing comfortable shoes over more attractive ones. Crocs has just exploded in popularity right now. And now they're doing a bunch of collaborations with different celebrities and companies to create, quote, interesting and buzzworthy mashups coming soon.
Hmm.
I just happened to hop on here and look at their stock. Their stock for the year, the past year, is up 300%.
Oh,
so if you had money in Crocs, you're doing all right. Things are looking good.
Oh, man. I don't even know how to invest in Crocs. Is it a parent company or something? Or
I don't know. It's
Crocs
there. That's their ticker. I don't know. I think it's just the Crocs, the company. Here's your crap on celebrities. Adam Sandler is going viral for being just a good, regular guy. I saw this video on Instagram the other day, and I kind of had to laugh at this because this poor girl, she was working her shift at IHOP. When a dude came in with his daughter and asked how long the wait was, she told him 30 minutes, so he kind of put his arms up and talked to his daughter, and they walked out. And the guy had a mask on. Well, a little later, they went back and looked at the surveillance video, and she realized that the guy that came in with the mask on and the daughter was Adam Sandler. And everyone's giving him props because he was so cool that he didn't pull a "Do you know who I am?" to get into IHOP. He just, you know, saw that it was a 30-minute wait and left.
Let me get this straight.
Yeah.
So now we honor celebrities simply because they don't pitch a fit?
Oh, I would give him props all day long for just being a normal guy and not pulling the celebrity card? Hells yeah, all day long props to Adam Sandler. Because then he just turned around and left. He could have totally pulled the mask down and been like, "Yep, yep, you know who I am here. This is, I'm here for the pancakes and the delicious syrup and the waffles there."
All right,
and then they would have let him in. He didn't even do that. He just left. Anyway, she feels like a clown, she said.
He was just a good person like everybody
else.
Just
a normal guy. Which is, that's the way it should be, right?
Yes.
He makes bazillions of dollars. He should just be, you know, okay, whatever. I'm not staying. I'm going across the street to Village Inn.
Okay.
Village Inn has delicious pancakes.
Listen, you do a great Adam Sandler impression. I'm not going to lie.
It's not going to change your mind, though, huh?
It's not going to change my mind that suddenly he should be hero-worshipped because he didn't fall down on the floor and throw a tantrum.
I'm not going to carve a statue, an Adam Sandler statue, but I'd give him a fist bump. I'd be like, dude,
okay,
that's solid. You did a good move. Hey, let's get in the Wayback Machine. Everybody grab your DeLorean. The Noid. Does anyone remember the Noid from Domino's Pizza ads in the 80s? That annoying little character that kind of had like rabbit ears or something. He like hated pizza and he's always trying to destroy the pizza.
Avoid the Noid.
Avoid the Noid. I had a Nintendo, Super Nintendo game called Yo Noid. I still have it. It's probably worth some money now. Anyway, Domino's is bringing back the Noid.
I don't believe it.
Can you believe it? The Noid is coming back. They're re-releasing the Noid into Domino's pizza ads and he's going to be fighting new Domino's technology.
Well, that's
like
fine.
Self-driving delivery cars or whatever in all the ads. So.
Why did the Noid go away?
Because he was annoying, probably. Mm. I mean, it's not one of the best mascots, but he's kind of fun. All right, if you're looking
Hamburglar.
That's right, or Grimace. If you're looking to change your appearance, ladies, a lot of ladies, you know, tend to look at breast enhancement. But according to the founder of a new beauty website, she is saying that teeth have become the new boob job.
Yeah.
And you can blame the pandemic and Zoom,
right?
And video conferencing.
Yeah.
There you go. She says, shiny, really nice, shiny white teeth are more in fashion than ever.
Look at that.
Americans are spending $9 billion in oral care products last year. So you want some shiny chompers. So you can truly say, my teeth are up here. Hello.
Good one.
Zing. All right, let's do that there. Clickbait.
Clickbait.
Go to our Facebook. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. Posted a funny article. This little link is the top 10 ways people treat their pets like their kids. And as I'm reading this, I think the pets are getting treated better than the kids. Two of the highlights, creating social media accounts for your pets and wearing matching outfits with them.
Oh,
that's
yes.
That's adorable.
Great.
It's on our Facebook. You can check out the whole list. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.